We're talking with Chris from Caddyshack Guide Service, and you've been doing pretty well lately, huh? You see, you've been taking your sons out.
The kids have been out fishing. You know, I have David, he's 18 years old, and his little brother Lucas, 16 years old, and those boys love to run on the river. And they are big nymph fishermen. They really like to get into the nymphing, and the boys have been catching good, solid fish in a lot of our local rivers. You know, Escanaba has, shoot, three or four rivers within 20 minutes that are all holding fish, and they're all fishing the same thing. You know, they, Dad, what do we fish? You carry stones, you carry caddis, you carry hex, you carry egg patterns. Those four things are all you need, and they're all working right now. But my big run yesterday, I got to spend a good deal of time on the water. It was definitely the hex and the egg pattern run in tandem was the perfect. And for the guy who, you know, wants to get out there and swing, during the winter time, we get into, you know, the bright oranges and the chartreuse and maybe some black thrown into it. But right now, all the baitfish patterns are working at them. You know, you have all this, the smelt, the minnows, the sculpins, all this stuff coming into the rivers. So going to some more natural colors like your creams and your olives and maybe some light yellows, those colors are the colors that are starting to crank now with some old copper or silver flash in them. So getting back to basics, it's a little more neutral color, eh?
So what about the smallmouth fishing? That should be really starting to crank up here pretty quick. It looks like we're looking at some pretty hefty rain. The water's going to come back up. Are you going to be hitting the smallmouth waters here pretty quick with your fly rod?
Oh, my gosh, Adam. My boys got me into smallmouth fishing a couple years ago, and it's not that I was just a trout guy. It just didn't appeal to me. And actually, my son David was like, Dad, you got to come. Just come out here and try this with me for a little bit. So I did it, and oh my gosh, and yes, you are absolutely right. The smallmouth are just now starting to, within the last couple days, we're seeing a couple fish caught here and there, right? And as soon as the water hits 48 to 50 degrees, that seems to be the light switch where they turn on. And I mean to tell you, the next couple of weeks, if you are a smallmouth fisherman, oh my goodness, these rivers are going to be on fire, and what a riot to throw big streamers at just these ultra-aggressive spawning fish. Just an absolute riot. And in the right river system, Adam, I'm not talking one or two. I'm talking 20 fish, 25 fish, 30 fish days, just on fire. And it is going to be awesome. And that's really going to crank up with this rain coming and the water temperatures are climbing. I watch them every day. We're getting up to that 50-degree mark. The fishing within the next week or so is just going to be on fire for the smallmouth.
Chris from Caddyshack Guide Service, hey, don't be such a stranger, huh?
Hey, I'll tell you what, the show season for the RV industry is over, Adam, and things are starting to settle down, and I will get back in my proverbial fly fishing saddle.
Well, I'll look forward to talking to you again, seeing how things are shaping up, especially with the smallmouth.
You call me anytime you want, Adam. The smallmouth is going to be a heavy target for me for the next couple of weeks. I will be doing it 2-3 times a week for certain because I have some really good rivers really close to me, and it is just such a blast.
Thanks for your time, bud. This is The Outdoor Show.